This is Akashvani, the news read by Renu Kataria. Prime Minister Narendra Modi chaired a meeting of the Cabinet Committee on Security yesterday to review the situation and mitigating measures in the context of ongoing West Asia conflict. Mr. Modi said the conflict is an evolving situation and the entire world is affected in some form. He said in such a situation, all efforts must be made to safeguard the citizens from the impact of this conflict. The Prime Minister instructed that all arms of the government should work together to ensure least inconvenience to the citizens. He also asked for proper coordination with state governments to ensure no black marketing and hoarding of important commodities. The Prime Minister directed for creation of a group of ministers and secretaries to work dedicatedly in a whole-of-government approach. He also instructed for several sectoral groups to work in consultation with all stakeholders. Union Minister for Finance and Corporate Affairs Nirmala Sitharaman is scheduled to introduce the Corporate Laws Amendment Bill 2026 in the Lok Sabha today. The bill seeks to amend the Limited Liability Partnership Act 2008 and the Companies Act 2013. In the Rajya Sabha today, Union Home Minister Amit Shah is scheduled to introduce the Central Armed Police Forces General Administration Bill 2026. The bill seeks to regulate the general rules governing the recruitment and conditions of service of Group A General Duty Officers and other officers in the Central Armed Police Forces and other rules regarding these forces. The filing of nomination papers for assembly elections in Assam, Kerala and Puducherry will end today. Polling in the two states and the Union Territory will be held in the single phase on 9th of next month. The scrutiny of nomination papers will be taken up tomorrow. The last date for withdrawal of candidature is 26th of March. West Bengal's Chief Electoral Officer Manoj Kumar Agarwal has said that ECI will publish the first supplementary voter list under the SIR process today. The list will feature names of voters whose documents have been fully verified pending in the adjudication list. Election Commission sources said 27 lakh pending voter records have been settled with about 2 lakh names processed daily. Once the list is out and if they have any objection, then the voters can appeal both online via the ECI Net app or the Commission's website and offline at district or sub-divisional offices. The budget session of the Delhi Legislative Assembly will begin today. The session is scheduled to run till 25th of this month. Delhi Assembly Speaker Vijendra Gupta reviewed the preparations for the second part of the fourth session of the 8th Legislative Assembly. The session will start with Chief Minister Rekha Gupta attending the Kheer ceremony and tabling the Delhi's Economic Survey report. Air India and Air India Express will operate a total of 30 scheduled and non-scheduled flights to and from West Asia today, even as services on several routes remain limited. Both carriers will continue their scheduled operations to Jeddah with a total of 10 flights between India and the Saudi Arabian city. Air India will operate one return service each from Delhi and Mumbai, while Air India Express will run services from Bengaluru, Kozhikode and Mangaluru. Meanwhile, all Air India flights to and from North America, Europe, Australia and other regions will continue to operate as per schedule. Iran has threatened to completely close Strait of Hormuz if U.S. attacks Iranian power plants. In a statement, Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, said that the Strait of Hormuz will be completely closed and will not be opened until destroyed Iranian power plants are rebuilt. The IRGC statement comes after U.S. President Donald Trump warned that if Iran does not open the Strait of Hormuz within 48 hours, America will hit and obliterate various Iranian power plants, starting with the biggest one first. In squash, top seed and defending champion Anahat Singh won the women's singles title while Abhay Singh clinched the men's singles at the Indian Open in Mumbai last evening. In women's singles final, Anahat defeated second seed Egyptian player Hannah Mortaz 3-1 to retain her title. And that is the end of this news bulletin.